Brethren, let us understand something. What we do here is something that will last for generations. You know, the Spirit opened my eyes to go back. Right from even yesterday, messages I've been receiving from brethren all over the world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's a group of brethren from Germany. They discovered our website a few years ago, and the group now sat down and studied the message on the website for months. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And they also extended an invitation to me to come to Germany. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now we have also brethren from America. We have brethren from Canada. We have brethren from South Africa. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And people who actually join in to listen to us every Sunday.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You know, when I traveled to Nigeria, that I was absent, I didn't make any posting for over a month. You know, I received emails that what is happening? Hope all is well. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So never underestimate the work of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God is able to do more than you ever believe. Praise God. Let's not come to the place where we begin to know each other after the flesh. You know, when you know each other after the flesh, you begin to, you know, look down on each other. You know that? That is what the slogan will say, you don't see me finish. See finish. We are very used to that. That's why it was good thing Jesus Christ left very quickly. If not, they would have seen him finish. Don't you know that? He did a quick job and he was gone. Praise God. All these great men like Murtala Muhammad and all that, if he ruled for many years, maybe his name by now, nobody wants to hear it, but now everybody calls him a hero. Why? Because he did a quick job and he left. So we have to be very, very attentive, brethren. Hallelujah. Today is Easter. We're going to hear a word today that is different from what you've heard. See, when people talk of Easter, people say Jesus rose from the dead. A man died and 3 days later he rose from the dead. But that is not the knowledge God wants you to have. God wants you to know that you rose in him. You are rose in him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are arose in
him.
Unless, of course, you are not aware. So he wants to make you aware that when he died, you died with him. And when he resurrected, you resurrected with him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let us make a brief passage through the Bible from book of Genesis. You don't have to turn there, just wait. And you see, you always observe that God simply asks one question: who will ascend? That is a very big question. Who will
ascend?
He didn't ask who had prayed all night. Or he didn't ask who has howled all night. He didn't ask who didn't eat food for 30 days. I know of a pastor who is fond of that. And right now his whole stomach is lined up with ulcer. Praise God. I know of another one who got a stroke in Nigeria, a very famous man. He used to go on those very long stretch of fast, you know. And he got a stroke. Somebody said the devil attacked him. Praise God. He didn't ask you, who shall pray? Who shall fast? Who shall go to church? Who shall wear a scarf? He asks, who shall
ascend?
And he goes on and says, that one who will ascend will receive the blessing. Are you hearing what the gospel is saying? He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. That is the one that ascends. You write it down, Psalm 24. That is the question, and the question remains today. Why is it such a difficult thing to ascend? If it was so easy, everybody would say, well, let us ascend and get blessed. Because it comes with a price. There is a price you pay to ascend into God. And that price is the loss of everything that you have gained in this world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Your knowledge, your self-knowledge, your human knowledge, the knowledge of who I thought I was, has to disappear. Because if you will ascend, if you will say, I go to the Father, because the Father is the one that inhabits the high, elevated place. That's God. If you will ascend, that means you will let go of your life. Because no man shall partake of it. He says, my glory will I not give to another. God's glory rests with God and with God alone. Hence, if you are to ascend, you must let go of all. Whether it's a religious knowledge, whether it's a kind of self-traditional knowledge, human knowledge, you must let go of all to take a hold on the life of God. Paul says, it is no longer I, but Christ. Christ is not a man. It's not a human being. Christ was not born of a woman. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The teaching is not very attractive to the outer world. That's why Jesus Christ turned and says, blessed are you, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That is a little flock. A little flock. That is capable of hearing the voice of the Spirit. My sheep hear. The little flock hears the voice of God. Not the voice of a man, of a pastor, not the voice of a system of religion, not the voice of men, but the voice of God. That is the same voice that spoke in the garden from the beginning. Because God never changes. When Adam heard that voice, Adam, he hid away from that voice. And to this very day, people try to get away from this message. When people hear the voice of God, they cannot recognize it. They get away from it. It's still happening to this very day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who shall ascend? You are ascending out of the dust. You are ascending out of the grave. That is the resurrection. When Adam sinned, the Bible says, the book called the Bible says that Adam disobeyed the voice of God, and this was the word of God unto Adam. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it was thou taken. Dust thou art, and dust thou shalt thou return. Now listen to me carefully. What happened there is that Adam descended into the grave. He died. Dust, in the spiritual language, speaks of the grave. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is the grave. Dust you add, dust you return. It's simply a burial. That's the burial. Adam was buried into mortality. You see, everything men lay their hand to do in this world is all in the graveyard. There is no knowledge, no understanding in the graveyard. That's what Ecclesiastes says. There is no knowledge, there is no understanding in the grave. That is this world that we live in, where people live according to the flesh. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that there is no such thing as, you know, our sister out there? If you want to go into the spirit, high into the spirit, if you want to ascend from the grave, you now begin to see just the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thus you are, thus you return. And Paul writes later that that thing you see in the book of Genesis is not just a story. It is not history. You don't have to go to the Middle East to look for a grave of Adam. You don't have to go to the Middle East to look for a Garden of Eden. Because Paul got the revelation by the Spirit, and Paul says that in Adam all die. All die in Adam. That means what happened in Adam is what has happened to every man here. So somebody says, I'm not happy, I'm sad, I'm broke. Something happened to me. Nobody loves me. Nobody calls me. All these things, pain and sorrow, all those things are because of that single act of transgression which every man has partaken of, because every man has descended into mortality. Every man is in the grave. What you are seeing in this world today is just a graveyard. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
No matter how beautiful it is, it is just what? A graveyard. And in the graveyard, nobody can praise God. There is no knowledge of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The psalmist says that those that forget God shall be cast into the grave. And the grave, hell and death are all one language. The worms are eating on you, on men who are underneath the ground daily. Corruption is feeding on them. Dying, you shall die. It's a continuous death process. It's a bottomless pit that never ends. Until you can get a hold of the message and begin to ascend. Who shall? The prodigal son descended into the realm of dust. You know what the pigs, have you seen pigs? If you want to see really dirty pigs, go to third world countries. Now those pigs here in Europe, they look very clean. Yeah, but compared to the African pigs or the Asian pigs, you go to the Philippines, some poor regions, and see where pigs play and all that. Then you see pigs is the realm of the dust. The prodigal son descended into that realm, but the day of his awakening, when he came back to his senses, before then he was there in problem, in want of everything. Every time we're in problem, I want this, I want that, I don't like this, I hate this, irritated, angry, bitter. can I be delivered from this man of sin? Somebody's crying there and like, God help me of this sinful nature. I'm never satisfied. I'm never happy. I'm always angry. I'm always bitter. I'm always broke. I feel inferior. He came back to his senses. The prodigal son came back to his senses and did what? He says, I will ascend. I will return to the Father. And he began an ascent. Who will ascend? That is the resurrection. And when he comes back to the Father, with the Father is consciousness, the Father is yourself, in your true spiritual state, when you have let go of all, is the Father that appears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he gets there, the Father says, oh, he was once dead, now he's alive. Now you see what they call the resurrection from the dead. It's an awakening. Right from Genesis to the book of Revelation, God seeks to get his people back to life. You cannot get life down there in this world. Life is in God, and God is not of this world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Says, love not this world, nor the things that are in this world. Anybody that loves this world does not love to have the love of God in him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you see, progressively, the prophets came, and the prophets always spoke about an ascent, a return to Zion. They always spoke about a resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What happened? The prophet Ezekiel, in a vision, God takes him to a valley of dry bones. You know the story? In Ezekiel chapter 37, God takes Ezekiel to the valley of dry bones. The bones were very dry. That means no life. No trace of flesh on them. Completely dead. And God asks a question, can they live again? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can they live again? And God tells Ezekiel, blow upon those, breathe upon those bones. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he says, let the four winds. Remember, we spoke last week about Daniel, the prophet Daniel. We spoke about the whirlwind. And I told you it's equivalent to the four winds because it comes from all directions. God told Ezekiel, speak to the four winds of heaven to blow upon these dead bones. Oh, praise God. And you know what happened? They came back to life. That is the breath of the Almighty. That is the Spirit of God. Before Jesus left, he did this to his disciples. Receive the Spirit. When the Spirit descends on humanity, they begin to act, waking back into life. You know why? There is a quickening. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit now begins to awaken you to recognize the mystery of Christ. Christ is a mystery. He's not a man. He's not somebody in the sky. Christ is not something separate from you. Christ is the one that fills all in all. He's a universal man. He sees all in all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you are in him. You are one spirit with him. Praise God. The spirit begins to quicken you once more. Quicken you from a carnal consciousness. It begins to lift you up from the realm of flesh and blood. From the realm of the dust. It begins to quicken you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. And you begin to remember. Oh, hallelujah. You begin to remember your glory in God. Like the prodigal son, you begin to remember that you have a life in the Father. You begin to remember that you have an inheritance in the house of God. And when you begin to remember, you begin an ascent. Come quickly to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Are we there? Ezekiel is in the Old Testament. Chapter 37. Verse 12. After Ezekiel had commanded them, the Bible says, the army of God came out of the grave. Look at the army of God sitting here today. These prophecies are prophecies that span a lifetime. Forever, eh? The prophecy of God always hangs there in the airwaves from generation to generation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophecy of God is not fulfilled just one time. And that's it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Revelation is not fulfilled just one time. Revelation is continuous unveiling from generation to generation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Are we there?
Yes.
Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you unto the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your grace. And I shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I am the Lord, and I, the Lord, has spoken it and performed it, said the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know your land is the Garden of Eden? Your land is the New Jerusalem. Hallelujah. That is the land upon the everlasting hills of God. Oh, hallelujah. Where God has commanded blessings forevermore.
Hallelujah.
He says that I will open your graves. That is where Adam went to sleep. Eh? That is where every man is in today. That is why you have so much problem. People are in the grave. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But God is speaking here. I will open your graves and I will bring you out.
Hallelujah.
I will lift you out of the
grave
and I will put my spirit
in you.
Listen to that word. My spirit in you and you shall live. Do you know that there is only one that lives? He says, I am the life. He appears in the book of Revelation and says, I am he that liveth. I am the resurrection. I am the life. So if you live, it better be the life of God.
Hallelujah.
If you live, it better be the life of Christ. If you live, it better be the one who has been from the beginning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am he that liveth. You live because as I live, so do you live. This is resurrection. The Spirit of God in you will teach you the things of God. You will cease to begin to think like a man anymore. You will cease to be carnal. You now begin to walk as that celestial being that you are. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ has said this again. When Jesus Christ died, we speak of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. The Bible says that when he died, there were certain events. When Jesus yielded the ghost, things that you should take note. Hallelujah. I was hoping our pastor would be here today. Oh. He sent a message that he didn't have the transport to come. Praise God. These are things that pastors should hear. Amen. These are the things that people of God should hear. Not come and do clap clap and do this in church. And tithe and go around. We give. I encourage that. Praise God. But God didn't come here to form any type of religion, church, or anything. That's why at times it doesn't look like it's working, but it's working, brethren. It's working. It's working. Hallelujah. It's working. I've received thousands of emails over the years. It's working. People are arising. They are hearing the voice. It's working. Italians are hearing the message. It's working. Hallelujah. Lots of messages from the south, particularly from the south. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Like our brother pointed out the other day, if some people can just come around, how much more those ones that are not are seen, but they can come. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, at times, even we that are here, at times you get a bit dazed, shaking. But God said, look, don't be moved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember the words from a pastor, a brother some years ago, when we were sitting at the back, and the brother told me, look, what I'm about to do, this is a man I've never known before. He said, I should not let be distracted by any man. I should just carry on. And he said, he sees people rising up from their graves. He said, he saw people coming out from their graves all over the world. He said, he can see people just being lifted up. He did his hand. He said, he can see people lifted up. A Ghanaian man. And I never saw him again after that day. Praise God. So at times when we see the way people are treating us here, we get a bit shaky. I must confess. But God said, don't mind them. Go your, just carry on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Jesus suffered our heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. You become an outcast when you want to preach this message. The gospel is not for gain. It's not for gain of this world. It's for gain of God. It's that I may know him. That's what the gospel is. Amen. It's not for big name. What shall it profit you if you have a big name, you are known by men, and you don't know God? You still have to come back to the basics. Eventually, do you know that? And everybody will know eventually that they were all being fed with lies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Deviated there. So certain things that Jesus Christ saw that happened when he died. The Bible says when he gave up the ghost, the temple, there was a curtain, a veil that separated the holies of holies where God dwelt from the holy place. Before that time, it was an abomination to even look into the holies of holies. Nobody could enter there. That was where God dwelt. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus died and gave up the ghost, invisible hands tore the veil.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that there was an earthquake, rocks were rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose. And they appeared, they resurrected. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that you are there?
Yes, sir.
Today the veil is being removed. Because before now, there has been a kind of covering. Amen?
Amen.
There has been a type of veil, a covering, you know, separating God from man. All this concept of God and man, prayer and shouting to somebody in the sky, is because there is still a veil over your understanding. I want to pray to God to bless me so He won't curse me. I want to pray to God to give me bread. Oh, with God, we've turned this concept of God to a monster. Unless I kneel down and pray and shout and do this, I wouldn't get a blessing. I have to beg God. I have to inquire. I have to petition God to get a blessing. All these concepts are because people are in the dark. There's a veil over their minds. They don't even know who they are. When the prodigal son was tired of doing all those religiosity, the Bible says he came back to his senses and he heard a voice, "All that I have is yours." Pray, brother, shout, pray higher. Oh God. And people come in and they tell me that they don't pray in this church. You want to teach me about prayer? That kingdom come. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said, don't pray like the heathen. Those are the Gentiles, people who don't know what God is. They think by shouting and demonstration that maybe that they are ahead of God. What? Hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you, there are many people who pray who don't get answers. And there are Muslims who pray that get answers. There are Buddha who pray and get answers. So which God are they? Which God should we believe? There is no such God. There's only one God in the midst of you all. If you are awake, you will know that you are one with Him. That is the gospel. Don't be deceived.
Hallelujah.
Oh, now hallelujah, sweet to know. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It is very important to understand these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants His people to awake. First of all, you must realize that you are not material. You are not a physical being. You have the nature of your father. You are invisible. You are not a male, you are not a female. Of course, we're in this world, we act, we go along in the world while we're in this world. But put it at the back of your mind, you are pure, invisible substance, immaterial substance. You have no beginning, you are not born. You are being with God before time. Now, if you begin to know these things, you begin to be delivered from all your lust. Because you are actually creators. You are co-creators with Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So you don't want to be in bondage to the thing that you created. You can't be lustful, to the things that you created. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to arise, ascend back. Amen. Who shall ascend? Can you hear that word? Who shall ascend? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, now we're coming now to the communion cup. You know what it means, communion? Our brother talked about the bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you make the bread up here, lot of cups, and you pass it around. All those are what? Symbolism. If you can eat as much bread as you want, drink as much wine as you want, you only grow fat. Nothing will happen in your life. Those are what? Symbols. Those are the rudiments, the elements of the faith that Paul says which you want, do away with, and lay hands. Somebody wants me to come around and every time they're putting my hand on somebody, I'm pushing him down. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The other day I was preaching in London when the elders revolted against my preaching. And after all, I asked them, I told them, this is what God has showed me. But why did you? He said, but But we agree, but you know, these things are too deep for these people are young Christians. I said, but these people have been Christians for over 15 years. We've known each other from Nigeria. Is it, when would they become matured? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When would they become matured? God wants you to be matured Christians. Matured Christians, praise God. Hallelujah. Not following after idols. Praise God, awaken to the reality of life in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Leave the rudiments. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, when he gave up he prepared a room, there was a room prepared in the upper court of the house for the Last Supper. Praise God. And Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples, and he broke the bread. Praise God. And divided the bread for them, and also gave them wine, and told them they should do this in remembrance of him. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. And you know what happens now in the systems of religion is that when they pass the cup around, they'll tell you to examine yourself. Examine yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And some people are even scared to even take of the cup. Hallelujah. Praise God. At times if I'm thirsty, I don't go there, I take the whole drink and lick it up. Hallelujah. Amen. Examine yourself. You see, religion puts fear into people. That is the only way you can get people under their yoke. The people in churches are simply living in fear. Fear of going to hell, fear of being left behind by rapture, fear of something will happen. Praise God. Even when you give your 1/10 tithe, you have to calculate, you don't even know. At times they have to go and make a question, sir, this money that I got from you, is it part of the tithe? They are tormented. They are worried about these things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Christ is the focus. On the way to Emmaus, you know, I'm at Emmaus. When Jesus had risen, oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The news had gone around that Jesus had resurrected. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus had resurrected, so some disciples went to find out. And they discovered that Jesus had truly resurrected. Brother John spoke about the woman that found the grave empty. And they met an angel, or two angels, praise God. Now on the way to Emmaus, these two disciples were discussing among themselves. You see this in the book of Matthew chapter 27, you can read that later. They were discussing among themselves, you know, about what had happened, the things that had occurred in Jerusalem. About the man called Jesus. Now, these are disciples that were really not known. They are not among the 12, but he had other disciples. And while they were discussing along the way, you know what happened? Jesus met with them on the way and joined them, but they didn't know it was Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They didn't know it was
Jesus.
Do you know Jesus is in our midst today? People are not recognizing him. But the Bible says that they did what? When the night came, Jesus entered the house to stay with them. They asked Jesus, please stay with us. It's getting late. In those days, you could get people into your house to stay with you overnight, you know, as a guest. So Jesus stayed with them overnight, and he did what? While they were on the table, they break bread. That was the tradition in those days. You put the bread on the table, and they what? A type of fellowship among friends. And when they broke the bread, immediately the Bible says their eyes were opened, and they saw Jesus, and he disappeared. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, when you eat the bread, which is the word of God, what it will simply do is to illumine your eyes to to recognize and see Christ.
Amen.
This is the will of God, eh? Will of God is not the will of God is that they may see the Christ, recognize him, understand the mystery of the Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They saw him and he disappeared. There's only Christ, eh? I don't exist, eh? Johnny does not exist, and the Gladys does not exist. There's no such thing. There's no prostitute on the street, eh? There's no drug addict, eh? There's only Christ. When you eat this bread, you begin to regain your consciousness. You know when somebody has fainted, he has lost consciousness, you begin to come back to life and begin to see that there is only Christ. He's the one in you all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He fills all in all.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do this in remembrance of me till I come. As you eat of this bread, as we fellowship with one another, reminding us of this great mystery that has been brought to light, there is a coming of Christ. He comes. I come quickly. He says, I come quickly. Somebody's still looking out in the sky. You know, I wrote an article and I said, Jesus Christ said, I come quickly 2,000 years ago. I said, be waiting there for him to come. I come quickly to those who hear the words of my testimony and adhere to them and obey them.
Amen.
I come quickly. He's unveiled in you. Christ in you. The hope of your happiness. The hope of your peace. The hope of your power.
Everything.
Christ in you. As you eat the bread, I come. I'm revealed.
Yeah.
It's no longer I, but Christ. It's like the dawning of a new day. Hallelujah. Yeah. From darkness, you begin to see the day dawning. You begin to see the sun coming out until it comes to the noonday where it is bright. Hallelujah. That is the awakening. That is the resurrection. Going from consciousness to consciousness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. From glory to glory. Hallelujah. And no devil can stop us. Hallelujah. Amen. When you come out of the grave, that's when they call devil is abolished forever.
Exactly.
Amen. Because the old man is no more there. The accuser of the brethren is cast down. There's a voice in you that weakens you. Say that the accuser of the brethren. All those things you find yourself reigning in absolute power. Ruling and reigning in him. You see, you can say I and it's God speaking. Praise God. Brethren, these things are real. These are real experiences.
Amen.
It's true. It's not story. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. It's not tomorrow. Throw away religion. Martha. Yes, I know. Master, I know he's going to rise on the last day. All those are old doctrines. Throw them away. They are dead. I am the resurrection. I am the he that believes in me.
Though he were dead,
and he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. See, you turn from death to life when you are waking in Christ. He says, thou that sleepest. You see this in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 14. It says, wherefore he said, awake thou, awake thou that sleepest, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you, thou that sleep in the dust, arise and Christ will give you. It's now, it's not tomorrow. Let the voice of God pull you out of the grave.
Hallelujah.
Fast. Daniel, last chapter in Daniel, then we'll close. Somebody say, Pastor, the food is getting cold. Labor for the food that leads to eternal life. If Pastor Gordy was here, it would be better to talk about that. Are we there?
Yes.
Chapter 12, the last chapter.
Yeah.
Are we there?
Yes, sir.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in their book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Morning stars, sons of God. Jesus Christ says, the righteous shall be as the sun. Oh, hallelujah. That is your true light personality. Before now, it has been hidden underneath the dust, buried. You see, the prophecy of, you see it here? Don't you see that the Bible is a small book? The Bible is a what? Small book. What you see in Genesis, what you see in here, and this, everything is speaking about the return of the sons of God. He says, those that sleep in the grave, they shall what? Awake. That which goes to condemnation is the man of the flesh. It's dissolved forever. Cost. A cost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Those who have their names written in the book of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who are found in Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Do you know everybody here has his name written in the book of life?
Yes, sir.
But you have to discover yourself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what is happening now. The great Michael is actually the angel, the messenger of God, who is speaking the word of God. All he does is to sound the trumpet.
Hallelujah.
The archangel. All he does is to give this loud shout, awake, sons of God. And those who are asleep in the dust, like Adam, come back to life. And they shall reign forever and ever as the stars of God.
Amen.
You are immortal. You are incorruptible. Stand up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You are incorruptible. You are immortal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are the same substance that he is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thou that sleepeth, arise from the dead. Leave carnality aside. Begin to walk in the spirit. Walk in newness of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In relation to a world without end. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The awakening is now. Your resurrection is now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have awoken in Christ. Live in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Follow the Christ. Hallelujah. Live in that new identity, in newness of life. Study of him and show yourself approved. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul says that let everybody examine himself before coming to eat of this bread. What examination do you have, brethren? Examine yourself to know if you are in Christ or not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Examine. Do you know the exam? Paul gives the exam. He gives the question of the exam. What they call expo. You know expo? That is to know what the exam says. The exam says, do you know that Christ dwelleth in you? The exam is that, do you know that Christ is your life? Well, if you don't get this question right, that means you're still dead in your sin and your trespass. Hallelujah. But thank God there is an awakening today. Hallelujah. Father, blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Thank you. Wonderful things we hear from your throne.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the word go forth to heal the brokenhearted.
Amen.
You are not forsaken. Nothing is ever lost. All that I have is yours. Just awaken that you will know that he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Everything that I have is yours. Everything that the Father has is mine. Hallelujah. Just ascend. Who will ascend? Who will ascend out of the grave, out of mortality, out of human living? Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Ascend away from the dead.
Amen.
And Christ will give you light.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.